call us at 294-0970.
917. Yeah, nice and sunny, cold, bitterly cold, if you will. It's 4 below, air temperature 22 below with the wind chill factored in. And just a couple more days of wind chill, and then it'll be nice for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. News Talk 95.5, Living Large here at 918. John Brewer, President, CEO of the Billings Chamber of Commerce. Chamber Chats.
Good morning.
Hello, and After Hours happens the second Wednesday of every month, and that is today.
Today, Stockman Bank. We're always excited to go to Stockman Bank. They do such a nice job.
Over on Shiloh?
On Shiloh, exactly. It's going to be 1450 Shiloh Road, Stockman Bank out there. They always do such a nice job with the food and beverage, and it's, you know, an opportunity to get together with 250, 300 people and exchange business cards and network. And when they set that environment and the stage of, you know, having just the nice atmosphere, it makes doing business a joy.
I'll pay my $8 and see you there tonight, I'm sure.
You can't beat that for a few drinks and
you can't.
All the heavy hors d'oeuvres you can eat. So, yeah, join us out there. Give us a call at the chamber or just show up. $8 at the door and a great opportunity to network.
Do you find that After Hours has grown over the years?
You know, it has. I remember, gosh, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we'd see 100, 150 people. And I think our business community is just so connected here. And they, you know, realize that to do business and do it well, you have to have those relationships built. And this is a place that really launches a lot of relationships, I think, as far as the business card swap. And, you know, to see 300 people now at some of the locations, it's just a great place, great venue for it.
It's also branded as the second Wednesday of each month, because when the second Wednesday comes up, I go, oh, tonight's After Hours.
Put it on your calendar as a repeat every month.
They're most of those. 919 and News Talk 95.5, John Brewer with us, Billings Chamber of Commerce, Chamber Chat, and 294-0970. You mentioned during the break to remind you to talk about the public policy. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, I think we've got just a wonderful resource for people as we enter into the legislative session this year at the state level. There's a lot of bills. There'll be about 3,000 bills, we anticipate. Bruce McIntyre is our government affairs public policy advocacy director.
And is that man brilliant or what on things like that?
Well, just listen to that title that I just spewed out there. That's huge.
Does he know he has that title?
I don't think so. I think we just gave that to him. It's big.
What is that title again? Repeat that, John.
Public Policy, Business Advocacy, Government Affairs Director. Pick a couple of those words and it's all interchangeable.
That will not fit on his business card. I know Bruce.
On the other side of the card.
Yeah, I like that. Good stuff.
But our public policy site contains a lot of bills that he's following. There's about 3,000 bills that will be introduced this legislative session, as always. And he tracks the ones that specifically relate to business and community, our community agenda. So you can go to our website, thebillingschamber.com, and there's a public policy site. You can see our agenda. You can follow those tracked bills. You can learn about some of the initiatives that we're following and supporting on the state level, as well as local and city. So it's just a great resource, kind of a one-stop shop for all of your interests in the public policy issues this session. And locally, we've got information on things happening at City Hall and County Commission.
Safety mill levy.
Safety mill levy was a big one.
Close,
yeah,
the
3%.
No,
missed it by 3%.
They figure about 1,000 votes is all.
Yeah.
So, and I was telling Police Chief St. John on our show on Monday that what that tells me, if it was 49-51 for the mill levy against it, that's close. And
that's
what it tells me is that the groups that the city officials were talking to the last several months, it must have worked.
They made a difference.
It wasn't a blowout election result. It was, you know, 3%.
No, you're absolutely right.
They heard
it was a complicated message.
I mean, it was.
The clear message that I think everybody gets in this community is there's a lot happening right now, and the police calls, the fire calls, they're increasing, and our police and fire folks are doing a great job. I mean, they're doing the best they can with the limited resources they have, and as we grow and we see our community expanding and the job increases and so on, we're just talking about that at the break, too. I mean, to see the hotel development, Shields, and, you know, the proximity to coal and oil development, we're a growing population, and we've got to keep up with that through our public safety.
Yeah, commerce in Billings is not going to stop. The growth of Billings is not going to stop. That sounds so easy for me to say, but it is reality. It is what the logistics show. It's not going to stop, and that's why we have a successful Billings Chamber of Commerce. Back with Chamber Chat and John Brewer, the Billings Chamber of Commerce CEO and President. News Talk 95.5.
Second Wednesday of every month, we do Chamber Chat. And we're up to something that Lisa Harmon from Downtown Building Association on Monday kind of started talking about on Monday, talking about Small Business Saturday in relation to the Building Chamber of Commerce. Always a fun event for everybody.
It's hard to believe we're already talking holidays, isn't it?
Yeah,
we got the holiday red cup from Starbucks, and you know, it's the weather's there. Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
I asked Lisa Harmon from the DBA on Monday, is it just me or has the year just flown by? Seriously, what about you?
It does. It feels like, you know, we had a nice long extended fall as well, but it's here. I mean, winter is here and time to start getting the holiday decorations out. But we're excited. The Small Business Saturday program, we are partnering with Lisa Harmon and the Downtown Billings crew. This is, I think, the third year we've done it, and the fourth year it's been in existence. It's American Express kind of launched this a number of years ago to provide small businesses the tools and the visibility that some of their larger competitors often have an advantage over them for. So this is our opportunity to collectively work with small business in the downtown area as well as across our community to get people through their front doors and encourage shopping.
Are the businesses marked with, because I think we still have our Small Business Saturday pads up at the radio station here.
Exactly. So we've got the mats. You'll see them. They'll have the floor mats when you walk in, and bags and balloons. And we'll clearly identify which businesses have wanted to participate in this program. We've got 44 businesses this year. We had 30 last year. 44.
Nicely done. Yeah.
So we've got 44. And then in partnership with Lisa and the Downtown Association, I think most of their merchants are participating as well. So collectively, there's a lot of businesses out there to go and support.
How can Billings citizens help out and ultimately save some money?
Or ring their doorbells, ring their cash registers for sure. You know, the small businesses are typically locally owned and they employ local people. They participate on board of directors, and they are very involved in our community. So we want to help them succeed, and we always try to find fun ways to do it. So this year, we're partnering with those 44 businesses to do a Monopoly game. The Small Business Saturday, I should mention, is November 29th, but this Monopoly game is going to start on Friday and run through Sunday, because we know it's hard for people to cram all their shopping and activities into that one day. So the 28th, 29th, and 30th, you'll be able to get the Billings Gazette will have their Thanksgiving Day inserts, and we'll have a Monopoly game board in the Gazette. And then it'll also be on our website, billingschamber.com. It's not there yet, but it's in production right now. You go visit 10 of those 44 businesses, get your card stamped, your Monopoly board game stamped. You can win a package that'll total about $500 per package. So you'll be entered into a drawing. And these small businesses are entertainment, they're shopping, they're dining. So a nice variety of a gift pack that you have an opportunity to win.
Monopoly is one of those games that is so iconic. You can make it part of anything you do. McDonald's just got done with theirs.
Exactly.
But it works.
When you play, which game piece are you?
I'm always
the hat.
I'm the thimble.
The thimble.
The thimble.
I usually get stuck with the thimble because the kids pick the cool stuff like the car, the race car, and the dog, and the hat.
I choose the thimble. I don't know.
Okay.
Why.
It's easy to grip, I guess. Yeah, maybe, it's got the nice little bumpy edges. You can
maybe that's it. Were you talking grants earlier?
Yeah.
During one of our breaks?
You know, every year the Tourism Business Improvement District and Visit Billings offers about $30,000 in grant money to businesses, to nonprofits, to attractions that have the propensity to attract people to our community. And these grants are used to promote events such as Bacon Fest or activities like that.
Yes, thank you, John.
There you go. A shameless plug for a great product.
Saturday.
Bacon. So if people have an event, an activity, or something that will bring people to town to stay overnight in our community, these grants are available. Again, billingschamber.com or visit billings.com website. Both have those grant applications on them.
As always, great information for Chamber Chat, and you are well prepared. Even that new title you gave Bruce McIntyre of the Chamber, he'll be so proud
to
have
that made up title.
Yeah, don't even tell him.
Director of Business Advocacy. That's the title.
That's the shortened version.
That's it.
Commerce and Billings from 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. Before I let you go, Commerce and Billings, rate it for me.
I'm giving it a 10. You look at the unemployment rate right now, Shields, the opening of hotels, all kinds of exciting stuff going on.
It is. Yeah, Billings is growing. John Brewer, appreciate it. President and CEO of the Billings Chamber of Commerce. Chamber Chat. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Larry.